Hey everyone, welcome back to Nixie's Network. I don't know yet. Okay, if you didn't know before we had started with this podcast, I've been thinking of kind of changing my stage name into something else. So Nina is about to be a dead name. Sorry, I'm just getting tired of it, honestly. Like, not saying there's nothing wrong with Nina. Like, Nina's such a cute name. I really like my name. But it's also like, one day I'm gonna be a famous actor, actress, and I want to go by a really cool name, and Nina just isn't cutting it. I want only my friends and close families to be like, Nina, and everyone else is like, it's your girl, Nixie, it's your girl. I don't know, I'm still debating between Nixie and Bunny. I changed my Instagram handle to Nixie right now. We're gonna see how long that stays, but I honestly might change it to Bunny. Bunny, but I know Bunny's really basic. I don't know. Let me not get into this rant. Anyways, welcome back to Nina's Network, guys. Nixie's Network, actually. I'm so sorry I've been a little bit behind on creating a podcast this past month. I've just been honestly so busy, honestly just so tired and exhausted. If you guys didn't know, I've been doing so much like modeling work, so much like auditions and all crazy stuff. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for your support these last couple weeks too, because you guys know I feel like I'm always like stressed about God knows what's up. It's just kind of crazy in my world. That's another thing. I don't really feel like flipping the camera, so I'm going to look at myself the whole podcast. So if you are uncomfortable with that, turn on Apple Podcasts, because I do not feel like flipping the camera. Sorry. Sucks to suck. Anyways, today we are kind of going to talk about women. Yes. And don't worry for the guys who listen to my podcast too. There is a little something in here for you too. Something you can learn, honestly, about women, because I swear there's so much to talk about. But no, this is a Women's Empowerment Month. Since I didn't do a podcast for Black History Month, being a Black female, I think I could do both of these topics. Obviously, it's very hard being a woman in society, but it's also hard being a Black person in society. But I'm Black every day and I'm a woman every day. So honestly, I apologize for not making a podcast topic on that. But honestly, I might do something for it a little later on. I kind of want to bring some people on here, like I said. And I've been still thinking of some ideas for March, but I don't know. I'm also like so lazy, and it's just so much easier for me to just talk to you guys like this, because I can have my talking with y'all, and you guys know me. But this month, I kind of want to talk about what it really means to be a woman in this day and age. We forget sometimes that times have changed. It's not a traditional society anymore. We have rights now. We as women have rights. And I feel like men forget that, especially during this day and age. Men have forgotten that women have the right to say no to when they don't want to do something, to not want to sleep with you, or to not want to have to dress to your standards. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm going on a rant, but it really isn't. This is like actual things that still happen every single day, unfortunately. But let's get into today's topic. Alrighty, so let's begin. So what is this month really about? You know, why do we have specialized months? And we do it mainly because people in society that haven't been treated fairly throughout the years of history, and it only just makes sense that we kind of have some time to reflect and think about why they are important to society and how they have changed history to become important in society. Unfortunately, Black people still have the shortest month. Not that I think it's going to change at all anytime soon, but really, 28 days, that's all they could give us. And women are right after in March. But since this month focuses a little bit about, you know, women empowerment, things of that nature, I just kind of want to talk to you girls, okay? I want to, and guys too. So as women, I believe that we in this day and age have forgotten that we can kind of do whatever we want. Let me change that around. I think men in these day and ages kind of I don't think it's that they have forgotten that women have the ability to say no, but they somehow still seem shocked when a woman doesn't agree to something. I don't know about you guys, and I don't know about the guys you are seeing, but it's still so common to see men not really accepting women's rights that much. You know, they'll be like, oh, I see her wearing that dress. She was asking for it. I'm like, more like maybe she just wanted to wear that out today. I don't think she was asking for anything. So please do not interrupt her time by trying to ask if she wants a sip of her drink. I find it still so crazy that in this day and age, you can still get drugged and you can still get, not to bring up like bad voodoo, but just not too long ago, I had an incident with a photographer, you know, not naming names too much, that was being a little too handsy. Why? That's the one thing I believe. I myself have trouble with saying no sometimes. And instead of me saying no, I just kind of say, sure. And then, you know, I either block them or call someone afterwards. And I think that's the thing that's scary in our society, is that most women don't really know that they're being harassed or touched in any way, although I think I clear these out because of YouTube guidelines. But most women don't know that these things are happening to them until after they happen, and it's really stressful because guys see it as, oh, well, she changed the story in the moment she said yes and that. Maybe in the moment you didn't have a sit-down conversation and you start putting your hands down her pants. That sounds like what actually happened. Sorry, this is becoming something else. But the main thing I want to talk about is that as a woman, be sure to respect your body and your boundaries. I feel like a lot of these days, especially in the modeling industry I've been learning right now, you apparently can't get anywhere in the modeling industry unless you show some sort of skin. Don't change your values because of someone or something else. I've definitely stepped out of my boundaries a little bit when it's come to modeling. Like, I've been doing a lot more of lingerie modeling, boudoir modeling, and that's stuff I've never really done before. And it's only because I know this industry and how it is that I've been doing more of it, which has made me a little upset because I have never really seen myself as the type of person to want to even do that sort of modeling. And I honestly think I got pushed into it, which is unfortunate because there's no getting out of that now. You know what I'm saying? Once you put that sort of things out there, there's a good chance that it's going to stay out there. Quick disclaimer I want to throw in there. I just wanted to make sure I am noting that these have been my experiences dealing with the modeling industry. I don't think all modeling industry is like this, and no, I don't think everybody's going to force you into doing things that you want to do or don't want to do, I want to say. This has just been my experience with it so far. Granted, I don't think it's always going to be like this, nor do I think everybody deals with stuff like this, but this has just been my experience. I wanted to note that. And I also want to say, hey, I don't think you should shy away from doing any sort of lingerie modeling stuff, especially if that's something you want to do, but this has just been my experience with it so far. And I wanted to make sure I note that before you guys start going off on me in the comments. But anyway, back to the show. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that in there while I was editing. Not saying I don't not like the work I've done, but it's also a work I would have never really thought to do for myself until later in the future. So I'm saying this as a warning to you now. Think about your decisions and think about those boundaries and those expectations with people before it happens, because you might put yourself in a situation that honestly you never wanted to put yourself into. Like, I guess myself, and that's why I'm telling you guys and I'm speaking from experience. Just set boundaries with yourself. If a guy invites you over in the middle of the night, what do you really think that means? You guys think you're really gonna just be playing chess and watching a movie and snuggling? I mean, maybe it's a double standard for guys. Oh, what do you think? You know, I was thinking when I saw her wearing. But girls, if you don't feel comfortable with something, don't do it. And guys, if you think she's uncomfortable with something, then don't do it. Maybe talk about that. Maybe save that for later. Next topic I want to bring up is standing up for yourself. This is something that I also don't do very often for myself, by the way. I'm a very, like, I'm not conservative necessarily, but if somebody starts arguing with me or confronting me in a way that I not very comfortable with. There's a good chance I'm just going to let it happen. I don't know how many other people are like this, but I know it's a lot of the introverts. Not saying I'm an introvert either. I just don't have a really good ability to really stand up for myself when I don't feel comfortable with something. But that's something I've been trying to learn and work on. I've been doing really good with trying to say the word no. It's a magical word that I've learned to use in these last couple months, and it has helped me greatly. If you have never heard of the word no, let me give you a couple scenarios where you might want to try using it. Yo, ma, you trying to come to my place later? Like, I'ma get you some drinks. We can smoke up a little bit. You know, I just want to get to know you. No. Don't even feel bad. Keep moving. Keep it moving. Don't keep moving. Let me give you another situation. So, I know it's late, but do you think you can come over and, you know, watch my dog for me? I just don't feel like it because I just want to take a nap. And no. Okay, I guess in this situation you could have said yes, but like, if you don't feel like doing it, then don't do it. Don't compromise yourself for anybody, even if it might make you seem like you're a bad person, but they're a bad person for even asking you that, knowing good and well that they could just do it themselves, or if not themselves, they could go about it a completely different time. I've had so many guys lately in my DMs asking me like, oh, can I see pictures of you? Oh, can I see it this way? Oh, can you do this? Can you do that to me? Take me to dinner first. Like, I don't even know you. And now you're asking for pictures of me in this way, trying to rub all up on me. This, like, I don't know you. I don't feel comfortable around you. Why would I do that? Why would I come to your house at 2:00 in the morning because you want to cuddle and watch a movie and get close to me? Honey, you just want to get in my pants. I'm good. I'm a pass. So when you got that, you know, that car from your suspended license apparently that you have, once you get your license back, you get yourself a degree, and then after that, maybe a job? Call me. Call me. Let me know. Because here's the thing I always say to my friends. Everything that I ask for a man is things that I have already done for myself. I don't think men realize this. Sorry I'm getting a little off topic because I'm talking about standing up for yourself, but trust me, it's going to circle back. The things that I ask for in a man are things that I have already done for myself. I don't think I'm asking for too much when I say I want to be with a guy who has a stable job, who is getting their degree, if not already has their degree, has a license that can drive. These are all things that I don't think is asking too much, because these are all things that I have. And at the young age that I am, I've had my license since I was 16. And you somehow have your suspended, or you somehow got fired from a job. That sounds like a you problem, because it won't be a me problem, because we won't be together. Let me tell you that right now. Women, don't stop. Don't sell yourself short. If you know that the person you're with, or that be a woman or a man, whoever it is, don't sell yourself short. Tell them what you have. These are the values. These are what you bring to the table. And if somebody is not bringing those same values or less than them, then I feel like it's perfectly okay to let them know that. You're not enough for me. And I don't want to be known as a babysitter. That's just not how it's going to work. That's not who I want to be with. And it sucks, but that's just how it is. If you really love them, I guess, and you think they're the one for you and whatever else, then go right ahead. But let me just say, honey, starting out first dating somebody, please don't settle. Please don't. They might look fine as heck, but who is going to be paying the bills, cooking, cleaning, driving? Who is going to be doing that? Because it doesn't look like your lover is going to be doing that. It looks like it's going to be you. Did you sign up for this? I don't think you did. Circling back topic though, that's what I mean. Stand up for yourself. Don't settle. If you know you can be offered more, then you're going to have to let him go. It's okay to say the word no. It's it's a magical word that I have just learned, so I recommend that you use it. And lastly, I want to, you know, let me wrap up real quick. Let me just say, don't overexert yourself or give yourself a hard time. Women and men, I feel like, mainly for women, but guys, please listen, as I'm saying this to our women. We go through a lot, especially with our bodies, with our facial expressions, our just trying to look so nice, and we do so much. And granted, you guys don't really care. You look at us for how we are and accept us for who we are, and we appreciate that. We love that. But it's not going to stop us from trying to be the best that we can be every single day. It's just not. We want to be better than the best. We want to always strive to be gorgeous, to make ourselves look nice, to do nice things for you. And if that's not the kind of girl you are, then dang, that's rude. But you get what I mean. You do the best for yourself, that is. And you try to do that so you look the best. You are the best, so you can act the best. And the reason why I say don't overexert yourself is because there might be times when you don't want to do your best, you don't feel your best, and those are probably the moments where you feel the worst. And guys, this is when I want you to say, give us a break. Women, give yourself a break. Breathe. You don't have to be the best every single day. And guys, don't give your girls crap for not being the best every day, because she really tries to be her best every day, even on the day she can't. And girls, don't feel bad when you can't give your best, because sometimes we have days when, as women, it's hard. It's so hard having to run, just thinking you're going to go to your car and you're having some person come up to you going like, yo, shorty, let me get your number. How about, no, no, yeah, it's flattering maybe, but other times you want to go to work and not have to worry about is your skirt too short, or is your hair not up enough? If you're black, is it too afro for that? Is your makeup not clear enough? Is your face not clear enough? Is your body skinny enough? We think about these things all the time. Is it enough? Is it enough? And to some, it might not ever be. So when you have that feeling in your mind that it isn't enough, tell yourself that it might not ever be enough to some, but it should be enough for you. And going that step above and beyond, that's more than enough. That's more than enough for anyone. And anybody would be so grateful and so appreciative to know that you went that extra mile. And if someone doesn't appreciate it, back up, who cares? Forget them. Peace out. I think my love language is words of appreciation, which is why I have such a hard time when I don't get that, because I'm like most women, or not like most women, I'm like a lot of people. Like, sometimes I do look at myself and I feel really bad about my height, about my weight, about my face. You know, I'm not the skinniest girl in the world. I'm not the tallest girl in the world. I don't have the prettiest face in the world. But you guys will sit here and tell me how beautiful I am, and it does make my day feel a little better. And hearing that from the person that I love or want to be with makes me feel even more better. And I need that sometimes. And I think all women and men, especially men too, everybody wants to have that appreciation, I think. And maybe if it's not your love language, but I do want to say, take the time to realize that you are putting in a lot of effort, and don't feel bad when that effort has been in vain to others, because it's not in vain to you. But okay, I'm getting at like 20 minutes in this podcast, so I did not mean to ramble on for this long. I just wanted to give you guys some talking to, because I haven't talked to you guys in a while. I'm so sorry. But I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe and please like this podcast and share it with somebody, because I want to grow it. I want to do more things with this podcast, and I'm really, really trying, guys. I'm trying. But yes, please like, subscribe, comment, all of that good stuff. Let me know what you thought about this week's podcast, and let me know if you have any thoughts for the future. Please, I love hearing it. And with that, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are right now. I'll see you next time. Bye! Bye, guys.